From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Department of Justice has released a translation of a copy of a letter written in Arabic that's been found at three locations. Attorney General John Ashcroft says it provides concrete evidence of a connection among the hijackers who attacked the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Ashcroft also says nearly 500 people have now been arrested or detained in the investigation. One of them in London is a man whom authorities believe may have taught four of the hijackers to fly. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now. Mike, tell us more about this letter that's been released by the Department of Justice.
Well, Noah, it was handwritten in Arabic. A copy of it was found in Mohammed Atta's luggage in Boston. He was on one of the flights from Boston that hit one of the towers of the World Trade Center. And the letter was also found in a car belonging to Nawaf al-Hamzi at Dulles Airport. He was on the flight that hit the Pentagon. And a copy of it was found at the crash site in Pennsylvania. It gives instructions to the hijackers as they prepare to get on the airliners and carry out the operation, especially how to deal with fear in their final hours, what would be their final hours. There are instructions on how to behave even during the hijacking, some Islamic prayers, and an entreaty that you will be entering paradise and entering the happiest life, everlasting life. Attorney General Ashcroft called it a disturbing and shocking view into the mindset of the terrorists.
And the man in London who possibly has taught four of these men to fly?
His name is Latfi Raisi. He's an Algerian, and he's 27 years old. He was picked up last week along with several other North Africans, Algerians, and Arabs that British authorities think might have a connection to terrorist plots in general. Scotland Yard became aware of Raisi after the FBI passed along a phone number in Great Britain that some of the hijackers had called on cell phones. Investigations have determined that Raisi was a pilot. He trained in the United States at a flight school in Arizona. He may have instructed some of the hijackers, that's what prosecutors were telling a London court today, to keep him in custody so that the United States has time to request his extradition. They've also alleged, this is very interesting, that Raisi flew one of the hijackers, Hani Hanjour, from Las Vegas to Arizona on June 23rd.
You mentioned Algeria. There's been talk of an Algerian connection.
There is, Noah. Six other Algerians have been arrested in Spain. They are believed to be part of this group called the Salafist Group for Call and Combat. It's one of the organizations that turned up on the White House list that was released this week, whose financial activities the U.S. wants to shut down. But even before the hijackings, over the previous 6 months, there have been arrests of Algerians in Germany, France, England, Italy, and Spain. Some of those picked up appear to be connected to the ring of Algerians who were involved in a plot to blow up targets in the U.S., the Middle East, and maybe Europe during the Millennium New Year celebrations. That was nearly 2 years ago. And a key participant in that plot, a man named Ahmed Rassam, has been cooperating with federal authorities in the United States.
Yeah, what's he saying?
He's told a lot about his training in Afghanistan in 1998. He's given detailed descriptions of what he learned in bin Laden's camps, and this is giving investigators much more insight into how these terrorists are trained. Investigators haven't indicated that Rassam knew any of the hijackers, but the information he's providing is helping them to deepen the investigation, particularly in Europe, with the hope that federal agents will find links between the hijackers and known cells of terrorists in Europe that might lead back to Osama bin Laden.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Noah.
NPR's Mike Schuster.